Therapist from Hertfordshire has banned men from her table after too many requests for, well, you know, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Kate Codrington from Oxy has been practicing for more than 20 years, but says the late night phone calls and endless propositions have forced her to take action. Well, Kate joins me now. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
So what kind of things have people been asking for, bearing in mind we have young ears? How do they phrase it?
Well, there have been all sorts of inappropriate requests, or usually I can spot the dodgy calls, because people, instead of phoning up and saying, hello, how are you, I'm looking for blah blah, they say, what do you charge?
Oh, yes.
And I think, oh, no, that's really, you know, that's not only inappropriate, but rude as well.
What's the weirdest situation you found yourself in?
Well, many years ago there was a man who came with plastic pants. He may have rustled.
So what, he stripped down and he had these plastic pants on?
Well, I suggested that he might leave by that point. I was very, very angry at the time, but later I kind of felt sorry for him because I could see he was really anxious.
Put the pants see-through?
I'm not going there. I didn't want to know. I didn't want to look at his pants.
No. Our tongues are slightly in our cheeks, but it must be thoroughly unpleasant, Kate. You're in your place of work. It's a reputable massage therapy business. And do you manage to dissuade them on the telephone, Kate? Or do more people kind of turn up on your doorstep, as it were, and are disappointed?
Well, when I first started out, I was, I guess, less experienced, and I would think, oh, well, you know, this person seems a bit strange, but that's okay. These days, I started to only really work with men who I felt comfortable with.
Right.
I have a friend who says if it smells like trouble, it probably is.
Well, if it smells like trouble, then you certainly don't want them.
Yeah, I don't want them.
Slightest. And do you feel in danger? Do you feel threatened by this?
No, because I'm clear that if I'm not comfortable, then I don't see people.
So have you banned men completely?
Yes.
That's quite sad, isn't it?
Well, it's a shame. I think everybody can benefit from therapeutic touch, but something that happens with men, many men, sorry, it's a generalisation, but I think particularly English men, where there's this kind of anxiety.
Yes.
About that, is it going to be sexual or not?
Yes.
And some men want sex, and they can go and find sex somewhere else. Don't ask me,
no.
Please.
I do like a good massage. I love a good massage. But I'm always slightly uncomfortable. I find it hard to completely relax because I'm worried that I might have misread the situation and at some point the lady's going to say, would you like anything else, sir?
Yeah.
Do you know, generally, obviously, you can tell which places are legit and which places aren't legit, but